FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and guess what? Today is March 19th, 2018. Hope you had a great St. Paddy's Day. Me, I made it an alcohol-free weekend, but that's just me. Not that I'm against alcohol. Love to drink, in moderation always, but just wasn't in the mood. Hey, as always, be a part of the show. We love getting your comments. I'm going to read you somebody's emails to me from a couple of days back that I think were amazing. They really touched my soul. So the email address is kl@carrielutz.com. And it's time for another Triple Lutz Report. This is episode 442. But first, this show is brought to you by Wealth Talks, and it is a podcast that you really want to check out. They reveal every Tuesday the Keys to Perpetual Wealth Code, which is destroying the fortresses that hold so many captive in modern-day slavery. So more on that later, but hey, let's get down to this. So a listener, just like one of you out there, and basically someone who has been a fan of the show for a very long time, wrote me an email in response to the commentary I did about my sister's imminent passing. She's still hanging on, believe it or not. And really, I was so touched by it. I asked him, John, do you mind if I share this with you? And he said, of course not. Please feel free to, you know, it's a special time for you. It's a special time for me. And please do it. So let me just lead the background here. I was talking during my podcast about my sister's, you know, condition and about how it was coming together, that she reconciled with her son, who she hadn't seen in 10 years, and my brother and I hadn't seen each other in years. We reconciled, and there was a lot of reconciliations going on. And so John sent me an email, and it was so touching. I really cried when I read it. It just meant so much to me. And basically, here it is, and I'll try to keep my feelings, my emotions in check. So here it is, and John says, "Kay, let me start by saying I pray for your sister and all your family. I listened to your heartfelt podcast, and you literally made me cry. I have been estranged from my son for over 10 years. He wouldn't take my calls, and I gave up. I texted him, in parens, my God, how I hate texting, and refused to do it for years, and it angered him so much. And he actually texted back. Anyways, he texted back, and we're on our way to reconciling our differences. I found out I'm a grandfather and got pictures. Thank you, bud. You do make a difference in the world. A complete stranger, but what I consider a friend, has helped me to get over the impossible. Love you, man. Take care and God bless. You're doing what you were meant to do, John." And he actually sent me a picture of his grandchild. And look, I sit here behind this microphone, been doing it for 7 years now, just about 7 years. I can't even believe it. And the reason I do it and I keep doing it is because of you. It really, when I get your emails, when I see the effect that I potentially have, and it's not ego, it's love. And I really do appreciate all of you out there who listen. And John, I can't even tell you, your emails brought tears to my eyes in the situation that I find myself now. And it just helps knowing that you're not alone. So anyways, we're going to talk about life imitating FSN. And if you remember, I wrote an article, Spreading the Wealth Trump Style, Get Ready for More Tax Cuts. Well, it's funny how things work. We published an article back on December 29th, 2017, Spreading the Wealth Trump Style, Get Ready for More Tax Cuts. And guess what? I'm not a proponent of government spending and the headlong rush into national insolvency. It seems stupidity to me, but if government is going to do it anyway, I feel that we as citizens, you should get to hold on to every last red cent, regardless what they might eventually be worth. And who knows, perhaps the added attention to the deficit will actually help the Congress to return to fiscal sanity. You know, it's doubtful, but we always hope for change we can all believe in. And like clockwork, President Trump raised the prospect of more tax cuts during the Republican congressional retreat. You remember that one when they were taking the Amtrak train and a garbage truck mysteriously appeared on the tracks and they ran into it. And, you know, there were hundreds of Republican Congress critters on there. So in addition, he recently delivered promising phase two. Trump promised phase two. It's just another example of the media's inability to comprehend how Trump rolls. He accepted a flawed tax deal, understanding that it would become more popular by the day. And sure enough, according to most polls, the majority of Americans are seeing it his way. Isn't that a shock? Well, not to yours truly and many others of you who listen to the show. And let us not forget, these are the very same organizations that predicted President Hillary Clinton's landslide. They were stacked then, the polls, and they're probably stacked now. Even the New York Times, no fan of the current administration, has grudgingly accepted this obvious fact. What does this tell us about President Trump's policies and strategy? He knows that the trend is your friend. As an expert reader of political tea leaves, he understands that just like your mother gave you seconds of your favorite dessert, whether it was apple pie a la mode or a brownie with a scoop of ice cream on it, she did it to make you happy. And so too with tax cuts. Now, many Democrats who missed out on phase one really are left with little choice but to go along with phase two. And phase two will correct many of phase one's errors. An additional lowering of small business tax rates to bring them into alignment with big business tax rates. Perhaps an increase in state and local tax deductions. That's change that the Democrats could surely believe in. I would expect to see it go up to $15,000 to $20,000 per annum. And finally, at least we're hoping for it, a tax exemption on profits from increased industrial sales, export sales, that is, and sales of services overseas. This could kick off a manufacturing expansion not seen in the U.S. since post-World War II. And these are just a few. When tax cut fever takes over D.C., we all profit. Let's just not talk about the deficit. After all, it's mostly money we owe ourselves. We owe a lot to ourselves. We just never pay off when we should, which is why you really need to go listen to that podcast I was telling you about. I'm talking about Wealth Talks, which you can hear every Tuesday on iTunes. They reveal the keys to the perpetual wealth code.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Looking to build your wealth? Concerned about your retirement? Market volatility? Inflation? Then Wealth Talks is for you. Wealth Talks is an independent educational podcast that helps you build wealth in all areas of your life. And you know how I love podcasts. Increase your financial IQ while getting exposed to strategies that the wealthy use to get and stay wealthy. You'll get actionable intelligence that you can put to use immediately. Wealth Talks is way beyond money because there's so much more to wealth than just dollars, euros, or yuans. Listen to Wealth Talks Radio every Wednesday. Your host, Dr. Tom McPhee, is a private wealth counselor and author of multiple books. His ready-to-go process will get you started with the information you need to create and to sustain wealth. He'll inspire you to take control of your finances and create wealth that you can pass on from generation to generation. Aren't you tired of people who talk the talk but can't walk the walk? Don't waste any more time. Start your wealth building journey now with Wealth Talks Podcast. Go to our site, www.life-benefits.com, or just Google Wealth Talks Podcast and start learning today.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Anyways, thanks for sticking with us. By the way, again, email us with any questions, comments, etc. to kl@carrielutz.com. So, you know, we don't like to talk about politics, but sometimes it really is just unavoidable, especially with what appears to be a brewing storm taking place with Trump, the White House, the Congress, the deep state, etc. Now, it's amazing. You think you know how government works. You think you know a lot about a lot, but you find out that you know nothing. And one of the things I found out, the deep state actually has an official department in the U.S. government, and it's transdepartmental, means anybody from any department can wind up in any other department. There's no restrictions on their pay. They're not limited by traditional civil service restrictions, and they have no accountability. There's 9,000 of them approximately in the government. Obama has appointed about 70% of them. It's called the Senior Executive Service. And the concept here is like, hey, we want this doctor to run the VA, but he could be making $3 million doing facelifts on Hollywood stars. Why on the earth is he going to want to work for the government? We got to pay him more. And this has become the base, the way the swamp works. And it's all over the internet now. It's something you should find out about. It's called the Senior Executive Services Division, Department, whatever it is. And they're getting bonuses. They get bonuses up to 7.5% of their pay. Inspector General of the Department of Justice, Michael Horowitz, he's a member. I assume that Mueller is a member. Comey, probably a member. McCabe, probably a member. All of these people who are Obama acolytes, all members of this exclusive club. And very hard to dismiss these people, to fire them, which is probably why, one of the reasons why they had to fire McCabe. If you hadn't been following over the weekend, they fired McCabe, Andrew McCabe, because he was less than candid. He didn't show proper candor to his superiors. In other words, he's a lying, no good SOB, but you can figure that out for yourselves. He's probably a member of this SES, and if they hadn't fired him, then they couldn't get him off of the SES, and he could come back, just be hired by any department anywhere. I think some congressmen have said, oh, we'll hire you, Andy, for a couple of days. You can be on our staff. I don't think that's going to work when there's been a termination that puts all of your pension benefits into suspension. When you're fired for cause, boy, it's really difficult to get back. I mean, you have to go to court, literally. And I don't think that the courts are going to show this guy any mercy. Look, lying is the cardinal sin in the FBI. I know you find that hard to believe, and so do I. But when they catch you lying to your superiors, you're finito. And this is just part of the coming purge. Supposedly, according to the internets, there are 18,500 sealed indictments just waiting to be served in the U.S. district criminal courts, federal courts. They're just waiting there. I'm going to do a little more research. I'll research one or two districts, see how many sealed indictments I can find to verify it, because I really don't like to rely upon that information. It's peculiar to think that all these grand juries are taking place, indicting people right and left. You know, there's only approximately, under normal circumstances, 1,000 sealed indictments in a year. And yet here we've got 18,000 since October. I mean, that would be outstanding. And nobody's talking about it. Evidently, they must have threatened these people. I don't know. Interesting thing is, when they fired McCabe, you've got all these Obama acolytes coming out screaming bloody murder because they're thinking, wow, if he could do that to them, they can come back and do it to us. And look, you know, here, my favorite slogan is don't steal. The government hates competition. Well, this is the way they steal. They do everything imaginable under the sun and never get called to account. So the other thing that the McCabe firing shows us is that he wasn't singing, because part of his deal to sing would have been, look, I want to keep my pension and I want to be able to retire with quote unquote honor. And obviously he didn't make a deal. Now, there's a bunch of other people who were implicated in this whole thing. They've been demoted, they've been moved around, but they're still in the employment of the FBI. Oh, the other thing was they let McCabe testify before Congress, and he was unhelpful, lied, hedged, basically just clammed up and didn't say anything. The others involved in this whole situation, and there's 30 or 40 of them, have not been furnished to Congress. And that could be indicative that there's a deal pending with DOJ for them to testify. If all this comes down, you're going to see things that you never thought were possible. Literally a draining of the swamp. And about to write another article called Trump is draining the swamp one slime bucket at a time. And pretty soon he's going to be dredging the swamp. And maybe the country does have a chance. I'm not sure. One thing you should definitely take a look at, whether you believe it or not, is this guy. He's all over YouTube. QAnon. Just Google QAnon. It's become a cottage industry of people like me, YouTubers actually out there just writing about this guy. He does these drops, or he leads crumbs, as he calls it. And some of them are uncanny. It's just amazing what he has come up with. And he appears to have a direct pipeline into Trump. He seems to be a senior intelligence officer, and he is out there. There's no other way to put it. It's an amazing tale. He's done 950 some odd of these drops, and the things that are in there are literally jaw-dropping. And he basically says that we, the patriots of the country, are winning, that the people we're up against are stupid. He deals with pedophilia there. He deals with convenient deaths of certain political agents, former allies or enablers. He talks about the crash of the Amtrak train with the garbage truck and says, do you believe in coincidences? And he always says, future is determined by past. It's very cryptic. It's kind of Mission Impossible-ish. It's coded, but the codes can be unraveled. And much, much of what he has said has come to pass. So he says, believe in Sessions, believe in FBI Director Christopher Wray, believe in the plan. The plan is going forward now. The plan has been speeded up. I'm not sure what the plan is, but did you know that they are expanding the prison facility at Gitmo to hold 13, 15,000, 18,000 prisoners? An unbelievable number, which they say is there to hold people who are mass illegal immigrants. For instance, if there's another earthquake in Haiti, we'll just throw them all in Gitmo. But there's going to be 5,000 security personnel there as well. This is going to be Gitmo cubed or quintupled. It's Gitmo on steroids, what they're building. And the contracts are out. It's there. Then there was Trump's executive order declaring a state of emergency for corruption, for human trafficking, and for child slavery, if you will. It basically gives the president the right to seize assets and imprison anyone involved in these things. And one thing you might not be aware of, since Sessions, since President Trump took over, thousands of pedophiles have been arrested and numerous of their captives have been rescued. This is the unspoken triumph of the Trump administration. We're talking thousands of people, hundreds of kids and human slaves who've been taken out and freed. It's an amazing story, of course, untold by the media, but what do you expect? The media is a criminal enterprise. tied to the Democratic Party, tied to the deep state. And the last thing they are seeking to do is to give out truth. And I will, to some extent, include much of Fox News into this mess. Rupert Murdoch is a globalist. His sons are liberal globalists who don't care about countries, who don't care about you. They want one world government, population control, whatever. I don't know about the Murdochs, but certainly the globalists, that's what they are looking to do. It's an amazing story. You need to be paying attention to this. You're just not going to believe what could potentially come out if the QAnon character, which could be multiple characters, turns out to be fake or a LARP. They still played an invaluable role in educating you and me in the workings of the deep state and the way that Trump is doing things. Personally, too many of the things he said have come true for me to further discount it. As far as him being a predictor of what's going to happen, I don't know the answer to that. Hey, I don't know if you saw, but in Florida, Miami, there was a bridge collapse. A bunch of people got killed. It was a politically correct bridge to nowhere, literally. It was designed by a female engineering staff. I'm not besmirching their abilities. It's just a fact. It was basically an affirmative action project for women engineers, which is a good thing, perhaps. I don't know that we should be favoring one sex over the other with official government grants and policy, but somebody screwed up somewhere. Last year, and I know this area, I've been there, they have conferences there. I went to WordPress camp. It was amazing, by the way. They really do a first-class job putting on these productions. And somebody got killed crossing this 8-lane highway where there was just a traffic light. So they came up with a brilliant idea. Let's put a pedestrian bridgeway up there. And they did. And the bridge was a stayed cable suspension bridge. That's like you look at the Tampa Bay Bridge. You look at the new Tappan Zee Bridge. The old suspension bridges had these concrete anchors. And then these cables would go, they'd be spooled together like the Brooklyn Bridge, like the Verrazano Bridge, put into a casing. And they'd go over the tower on both sides of the bridge. And depending if how long the bridge was, whether it was one tower or two, then it would be anchored on the other side. And those are called anchorages. If I have that right, any of you engineers, feel free to correct me. And it was an amazing thing. Suspension bridges since the Brooklyn Bridge. I think there was one in England before, in Pittsburgh. They built a lot of bridges as well. There's hundreds of them around the country. Some of them have collapsed, very few. And the state cable is different in that you don't have two cables running on either side of the bridge. You have one cable that goes in the middle and is threaded through the tower. And then the little cables that come off of the big cable are called suspenders. And evidently, they didn't bother to build the tower, and they were using temporary supports. But more of that's going to come out. But this is government boondoggling. Company involved, a local political powerhouse, I'm not going to name names, but evidently has a spotty safety record. So when you combine that with perhaps not the most seasoned engineers, you wind up with tragedy. And that is what the U.S. government is about. The U.S. government is just one big tragedy that is always unfolding. And the government paid $14 million for this. It was a very innovative bridge, by the way. It's actually cast in place, built on the site, precast concrete sections, which are then lifted into place. And, you know, it was very innovative. And I'm sure if it was done properly, it could have been a really fine bridge. But somebody screwed up somewhere. Somebody needs to be held accountable. I'm not saying jail. Hey, by the way, did you hear? I just got this. Ivanka, the helicopter carrying Jared and Ivanka Trump, experiences engine failure. And as a result, it had to be rerouted after one of its engines failed. Remember that like 30 years ago, there was a guy named Esri who was, I think I've got his name right, who was Trump's head man in charge of casinos. And he was riding in a helicopter that supposedly Trump was supposed to be in, but wasn't. And that helicopter crashed on the Garden State Parkway. at the time, there was controversy whether it was sabotaged or whether there was a defect, whatever happened. But I think this is an interesting coincidence, if you will. And just think back to QAnon. Coincidence? Do you believe in coincidences? I don't believe in coincidences. I've seen that most coincidences are hardly coincidental. But these are the things that we deal with in our so-called modern world here, which is just in so many ways is not really modern in the least. This is a second helicopter incident in a couple of weeks. That helicopter crashed into in New York into the river. I think it was the East River. Five people died. Hey, did you hear there is a massive Frito-Lay shortage in bodegas? For those of you not familiar, New York City bodegas, that's like a convenience store in minority neighborhoods, often run by Hispanics. And scores of Big Apple convenience stores have run out of Doritos, Cheetos, and other Frito-Lay products. And snack fans can blame PepsiCo chief executive Indra Nooyi for their less crunchy lunches. What the hell did she do? Management has taken over routes. There are not enough trucks on the road. You know, all those guys who deliver stuff like soda, like chips, all these different things to the supermarket are independent businessmen who run routes. And they said at the Brooklyn Depot, about 35 of the 140 drivers who deliver to stores in that borough and also in southern Manhattan have quit since they cut their pay and benefits. I mean, you know, the company last year, they had revenue of $15.8 billion, Frito-Lay North America, and they raise their prices whenever they feel like it. Why are they screwing the working guy? So for some Big Apple-based drivers, the new structure will cut pay to $60,000 a year from $90,000. And this is typical big companies screwing their employees and, you know, just acting unfairly. So the mostly salaried pay scale guarantees $50,000 a year with just a few commission incentives. They used to get huge commissions, say, all right, look, we got too many potato chips. Too many onion dill potato chips, push them. Or, hey man, the Cheetos are just flowing out of the warehouse. Get them to buy more. Do whatever you can. And the Fritos, man, hey, we got like a shortage of Fritos. Don't push the Fritos. And these guys would make like a lot of money, and sometimes over $100,000, which in New York is not a lot of money, but for the rest of the country would be considered a lot. So, you know, just beware. This is what big companies do. This is why you need to take control of your wealth and why you need to be on the lookout for this stuff. Anyways, been another Triple Lutz Report. This is Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.